This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
I saw a video recently where a gay man at a Pride festival was being interviewed. And he was asked, you know, what are you out here doing? And he said, I'm not going to try to impersonate his speech style, but I'll just say it in my own words. He said, oh, we're here to celebrate everybody for being who they are. And everybody is welcome and everybody is loved and everybody can be who they want to be. And it's a wonderful world for all of us, something like that. And then the guy interviewing him says, well, what do you think about Donald Trump? And the gay guy goes, F Donald Trump. He's like, he's a horrible, evil hater. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But it shows you when they call for, when I say they, I mean leftists, when they call for tolerance or inclusiveness or diversity, they don't mean any of those things. What they mean is everybody can be who they are unless they're a conservative, unless they're a Trump supporter, unless they believe in the Constitution, unless they're a gun owner, you see. So the left is lying to itself constantly. They literally tell themselves and each other that they're the inclusive, tolerant people of society, and everybody else is bigoted and racist and intolerant and exclusionary. But they, the leftists, oh my God, they love everyone except, of course, half the country. So, I mean, it really makes a mockery of their entire narrative or philosophy, if you could even call it that. It's so delusional. And you get into, you know, what is social justice? And if you really break it down by definition, social justice means racism against white people. Social justice means that you should punish people based on the color of their skin, but only certain colors, i.e. a whiter, lighter color. That's social justice. Oh, and you should hate cops, too. You should hate the police, and you should hate the president. That's what they really mean. So hatred has been repackaged as tolerance, which is incredibly dangerous for society. And in fact, I believe that if liberalism is allowed to fester like a cancer infecting the minds of the people, it will not only destroy our country, it will destroy human civilization. I believe that the entirety of human civilization is threatened by liberalism and so-called progressivism. That we as a species, as an advanced civilization, we cannot sustain ourselves. We cannot continue on this planet if liberalism is allowed to prevail and dominate, because liberalism destroys everything that matters to the sustainability of life on our planet. Destroys logic and reason, destroys families, destroys the very idea of a male and female who can reproduce. Liberalism despises men, and especially men who actually love women, you see. If you're heterosexual, you are despised. If you're someone who believes that children should be told no at one time or another, then you are despised. If you're someone, more importantly, who believes that merit should be rewarded, where the people who are contributing to society should have the greatest rewards through a free market system of ideas and innovation and entrepreneurship, if you believe that, then you are despised by liberals. And liberals want to destroy anyone who believes in a meritocracy. Liberals believe that no one should have to earn anything, that people should be handed free things primarily based on the color of their skin or the gender, you know, being transgender or being gay or being female or whatever other so-called diverse group that they want to target for free stuff or extra power or extra influence. They don't think that anybody should actually have to earn anything in society. That, in fact, and I've seen this in many, many stories, they believe that the very idea of a meritocracy is inherently racist. In fact, leftists believe that math is racist. They believe that science is racist. And I've even seen stories from college professors, and you can see this on websites like campusreform.org, They believe that the very idea of logic is inherently racist. That's right. They believe logic is racist. I mean, this is how insane they have become. And this is my point. You cannot have a society that is sustainable, that can survive any of this stuff, when the abandonment of logic and reason is so deeply ingrained in half of the culture, the half that's screaming the loudest and the half that is destroying as many good ideas as possible and destroying good people who care about America, people who care about the future, people who are, in fact, some of the most intelligent and capable scientists and other innovators and business leaders and so on. You know, President Trump is a very effective person. He's efficient. You may not like his personal life. I'm not a fan of his personal life either. I don't like people who run around as playboys or party boys or whatever, which he did for some time of his life. But I respect what he's doing now, and he's very effective at it. And he knows how to get things done, which most of these people in government have never run anything except they've run cities into the ground or nations into the ground. I mean, that's not hard to do. Anybody can take control of a city and run it into the ground like Democrats do. That's what they did with Chicago and Detroit and Los Angeles and many other cities. And they're doing the same thing at the national level with nations like Venezuela, for example, and states like California, come to think of it. That's not hard to do, to run things into the ground. To run things in a way that improves the outlook is the hard thing. And that's what Trump is doing. And restoring elements of liberty, not enough yet. We need a lot more liberty. We need a much smaller government. But Trump is at least, at the very least, delaying the onward march of tyranny that the Democrats had planned for us. So Trump is very good at what he's doing. He's very effective. And that is exactly why he is targeted and hated by the deranged lunatic left, which I have increasingly described as, a mass mental illness. It's a mental illness that has been spreading from person to person. And people who believe in liberalism are delusional and they're mentally ill. People who believe in so-called progressivism or believe that we should force equality on people by punishing achievers and rewarding people based on the color of their skin rather than the merit of their ideas or the merit of their work, those people are insane. And they are incompatible with a free society. This is the biggest upshot of this whole thing, or the biggest takeaway, you might say, that liberals are incompatible with participating in a free society. Their ideas do not work in a free society. This is why liberals don't want a free society. They want an authoritarian society. They want communism. They want totalitarianism. They worship Cuba and under Fidel Castro. They worship the idea of North Korea under Kim Jong-un. They love totalitarianism, and they desire it. They demand it. That's exactly what they want. That's why they have to disarm all the people, because if you have firearms, power in the hands of the people, that's decentralization of power. And leftists hate that. They want absolute monopoly control over all power, which is why they have to concentrate the guns in the hands of the government that they control and disarm the people. That is authoritarianism, and that's why the left wants that. So we must defeat leftists if we are going to have a free society remaining. America can go one of two directions in all this. America can go in the direction of liberty, respecting individual liberty, respecting the Second Amendment, respecting the Constitution, limiting the power of government, or it can go in the direction of radical left-wing authoritarianism, where the government takes your property, the government takes your business, the government punishes you based on the color of your skin. The education system is a deranged terrorist recruitment hub, which it has practically become in America now across many universities. It's a society where you are punished for doing good. And you are punished for who you are. You're punished for the way you're born if you have white skin or Asian skin, or if you're straight instead of gay, or if you worship at a Christian church. You are punished by the system because the system despises you. The system wants you destroyed. The system, run by leftists, believes that you do not have the right to exist, much less the right to speak. They believe that you don't even have the right to engage in commerce, which is why they have the credit card processing companies banning all of these pro-Trump organizations that are engaged in honest, legal businesses. And this is what it has all come to right now. And the left is begging for a civil war. They want people to start shooting. Never forget this very important point. The party that's out of power wants destabilization. With the Democrats out of power in the White House and many governorships and Congress and so on, they demand massive destabilization. They want to create chaos. They want a kinetic civil war. They want people to start shooting. That's why they're whipping up all this hatred in the press and hoping that somebody with a concealed carry weapon will fight back and shoot attackers in self-defense. They're hoping for that because then they can use that to try to escalate the war, and they can say, oh my God, Trump supporters are shooting Democrats. Well, yeah, that Democrat has a crowbar, was bashing people over the skull, you know, cracking heads open, and that's assault with a deadly weapon, and a concealed carry Trump supporter shot the guy in the face, which is fully justified, by the way. But the media won't report it that way. They'll say, Trump supporters are opening fire on Democrats, peaceful protesters, they'll say. They're peaceful protesters. It wasn't a tire iron as a weapon. That somebody was changing a tire. Yeah, they weren't bashing heads. They were changing someone's tire. That's what they'll say. Oh, the bike lock, because, you know, Antifa, they like to bash people over the heads with a bike lock, right? Crack their skulls open, make them bleed, knock them out, crush their skulls. The media will say those are peaceful protesters who just rode bikes. That's why they have bike locks. They're not weapons. They're just knocking their bikes. And Trump supporters attacked them. Trump supporters are shooting innocent Democrats. And then they'll just cry and scream like they do all on every issue now. They just become screaming, pathetic babies on everything. Meanwhile, they're the ones attacking people. They're the ones with the weapons. And I got to say, I think most people would agree with me that if you are attacked by a deranged, crazy leftist with a bike lock or a crowbar or a tire iron, that's assault with a deadly weapon, and you probably have the legal right to shoot that person in the face because they are trying to kill you. It's called self-defense, people. And you have the right to defend yourself against a violent, insane attacker like that. But my point is, it's probably only a matter of time before some shooting begins, which is what the left wants. And then they will use that to escalate the civil war. And then they will use that chaos to call for United Nations occupation. Yep, that's where this is headed. UN occupation. Because they can't win the election against Trump, probably in 2020, but if they can cause enough chaos and enough civil war, they might be able to get the United Nations to send, quote, peacekeeping troops, which actually means a bunch of UN soldiers engaging in rape and child trafficking and all the other criminal acts they do. But there's a lot of rape of underage girls by UN troops. That's what they do. They go into a country, they say they're peacekeepers, and they just basically kidnap and mass rape all the young girls in that country. That's what they're known for. I hope I don't have to explain the history of the United Nations to you, but they're child traffickers and child rapists, and in some cases they run drugs, and you know, any force of power like that comes into a country and tries to control something, they're going to run the drugs and run the sex slave trade and run the child trafficking trade, and they're going to rape and pillage and murder, and they're going to do it all while wearing their blue helmets and claiming they're peacekeepers. That's how it works. That's the United Nations. That's what they do routinely all over the planet. So the goal of the left is to get those troops into the United States and get patriots in a kinetic war with UN troops, where patriots are, let's say, you know, slaughtering UN troops in a firefight. which I can see as a pretty likely scenario, because at that point, it's like, hey, we're Americans and there are foreign troops invading our country. And don't we have the right to defend our soil against these foreign invaders who are here as an armed military force to overthrow our government and to take away our guns, because, of course, gun confiscation will be part of it. And the left will then say, anybody who resists UN occupation is a terrorist. You see how this works? I mean, it's so clear. It's all mapped out already. The whole thing's already a blueprint. I'm just reciting for you the blueprint. This is already planned. The whole thing is already planned. So the answer here is to try to create stability and fight against the chaos that is desired by the radical left. And that means holding your fire. That means you don't open fire in self-defense if you have an option of, let's say, just running away. Yeah, even if you're armed, even if you're carrying a gun, like I do. Somebody attacks me, if I can exit the situation, that's my first option. Even if they're insane and they're crazy and they're at fault, my first option is not to shoot them. My first option is to see, can I escape without having to shoot this person? That's what we all have to keep in mind. So all of you who are carrying weapons, and I commend you for doing so, be careful. If you ever use one, you may incite a chain of events. If you use one against a leftist, let's say, or an Antifa or some radical left-wing group that's trying to attack you, if you use your weapon in self-defense, you could incite a chain of events that would ultimately lead to UN occupation of America, which is what the radical left wants to see happen. So hold your fire if you can. Escape if you can. Use an alternate weapon if you can. I carry a combat knife, by the way. I have fists and elbows and knees. There are other options that you can invoke if you are trained at all in hand-to-hand combat. You don't always have to shoot somebody. It depends on the situation. If they're coming at you and you don't have any time and they're stronger and bigger than you, or if there's multiple assailants or they're armed or they're carrying a knife, then yeah, you got to shoot them. There are situations where that's the only thing that you can do to stop the violence and save your life. But there are many other situations where you have a choice, perhaps, to do something different. And I just want to encourage you to think about the repercussions of what you're doing and how the entire goal of the system right now, or the left and the media and even the globalists, United Nations and so on, is to cause a civil war that results in UN occupation of America. That is, in fact, a key goal. And situations are being engineered to lead to that outcome. So just keep all that in mind. We're living in very dangerous times. Thanks for listening, though. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, newstarget.com, naturalnews.com, and also the upcoming Reel.video, which is a YouTube alternative, a free speech platform. Reel.video, free video accounts for everyone. Well, actually, not everyone, not communists. There are restrictions, but check it out at Reel.video. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean, supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.